Russia is not fighting Ukraine. It's defeating NATO, period. Simple as that. And now Russians know exactly what is the capability, industrial capability, or rather lack thereof, of Europe. Europe is written off by Russians. And so in the United States, and we know that Trump, that's why Russians throw the bones to Trump periodically, including this, you know, like, yeah, United States is superpower, let's crawl out. And this is what was happening as of lately. Just crawl out of this, you know, crawl away from this whole thing. And Trump was washing hands of this conflict, first, because United States simply cannot provide anymore anything, especially what is critical for them, which is air defense. Not that it was good to start with. And so, and Europe, yeah, they can scream, shout, whatever they want. They are industrially, scientifically, and militarily incompetent, and they cannot fight any kind of real serious war. It is all kabuki theater, because in the end, what you're going to do on, or what you're going to bring on the battlefield, Russians know, not much. You know, so that's,
yeah, certainly a lot has been given away. More, as you say, the, so much was given away in 2022 and 2023 that there just is incremental amounts left in any of the countries, even though they're trying to ramp up stuff. We haven't even backfilled what we've already given away, much less have enough to get forward. So in that regard, there's just not more, not much left to even put in a tank. But you mentioned Operational Art a second of time. So, or a second ago, we talked about what the Ukraine side is trying to do, but it's mainly, at least according to your view, basically headline deep. It's not actually anything that's going to cause genuine harm to the Russian side, but the Russian side has their own going on. Meanwhile, ABC News just reported here a couple of days back that, that the Russians are, in this particular day, they talked about how the Russians aimed 35 missiles and 60 drones at natural gas extraction and processing facilities in even central Poltava regions. Russia's Ministry of Defense said forces launched a mass strike using drones and guided missiles against Ukraine's military industrial complex and the gas and energy infrastructure that supports it. So what would you say is the operational art that the Russians are doing in their air campaign?
Well, it's a tightening of the noose on which Ukraine will be hung. And with it, the West, and there is a serious understanding. You see, for example, no ABC, which are also supporters of genocide of Russians, they love nothing more than that. Reality is, Mr. Tolstoy, by the way, great-grandson of Leo Tolstoy, he's a senator, and he's probably going to be running for the president very soon, and he is outspoken man. He spoke to German media yesterday. No, not yesterday, 2 days ago. He already stated, we are done with Europe. It's over. We don't want to have anything to do with you. You are Satanist playground, and it's done. So now Russians have no economic incentives to do anything with Europe other than whatever Europeans want to do with Russians, which they still continue to buy Russian oil through India. So, because if they stop, it's over. Russians also know that the United States, for all Trump's bluster, doesn't have enough liquefaction facilities and capability. Obviously, the United States can support itself, but there is not enough to sell even three times the price to Europeans. So Europe is doomed. And as such, Russians decided to go for the jugular this time. And for the last few days, you can see yourself. It's just utter destruction. Russians didn't touch, for example. That's another thing. There is this in Zaporozhye, they call it Zaporizhia. The plant, which is very famous in the world of aerospace engineering, which is called Motor Sich. Obviously, it's Soviet plant. I mean, Ukrainians never built anything there. But it's Soviet plant, Motor Sich, which was producing a very famous Ivchenko Progress engines, jet engines there. Jet engines which power, for example, largest cargo plane in the world, Antonov-1-4. And Chinese wanted to buy it 5 years back, the whole thing, because Chinese need the access to the more modern jet engines, commercial engines. United States sabotaged it, of course, you know. So, but Russians didn't touch Motor Sich before. Well, guess what? Starting from 2 days ago, they're blowing it to smithereens. So That tells you all those intentions. And yeah, it's just going for the jugular. And especially when you look attentively at the operational situation on the map and what is going on, especially, you know what, it's cauldron after cauldron. There is like 5 brigades demolished. You know, there is another 3 brigades demolished. Now you have about probably, give and take, nobody knows really exactly, 10,000 of best Nazi forces they have are stuck in the behind the Kliban reservoir. They're surrounded and they have no way to escape it. And as a result, what's going to happen now? And keep in mind, Russians are keenly aware who plans those so-called operations. United States officially kind of, you know, washed off hands operationally and strategically about 2 months ago, or maybe a couple of months, I don't remember, then when they said that, British, it's your charge now, it's your thing. This is London. These are those incompetent and illiterate British planners who are now conducting this whole thing. Because United States needed to get the hell out of this fray, because obviously nobody wants to keep this paper back with the, you know, what kind of substance in the end. So British now do that, you know, and they, of course, this clown Zaluzhny and this, you know, butcher Sirsky, that's their level. As a result, if you look attentively at the map, the Russians do not want any kind of, you know, other new oblast for now, you know. They need to basically remove the regime. And after that, well, we know what's going to happen.
Well, let's take a look at what may happen on the other side of the line, because there are those, and it's unclear to me, we can probably speculate whether some senior American, not officials, but opinion leaders, we'll call them opinion leaders, former 4-star and 3-star generals. We're going to get to that in just a second. That they're basically seeing all this stuff going on, and they're seeing that at least the headlines in these big videos that Gary keeps showing, you know, like the big fire in Crimea and all that, right? So it's having success, and now Zelensky's reaching out and hurting the Russians, and so we have Ben Hodges actually tweeted out here. Yeah, I see. I probably should put that warning in for this, up, Gary. He writes that Russians are seemingly unable to stop this, supporting Ukraine's efforts to wreck Russians' oil exports, including providing long-range precision strike capabilities, as well as disrupting the Shadow Fleet vessels in the Baltic Sea, will help bring a successful end to the war. Is there any possibility, and I'm going to ask you to just to take off your pro-Russian hat and just look at it pure to the numbers, is there a possibility, is there a case that with success enough that the West could bring Russia to its knees with disrupting its shadow fleet and cutting its oil exports, that would make them come to end the war according to Ukraine's preferences?
No. It's all wet fantasies by Ben Hodges. And again, he lies, and that's what he does. Again, you have to keep in mind, and I will repeat it again and again, American generals don't understand what strategy is. They don't understand what grand strategy is. They don't understand how Russia operates. They don't understand Russian economy. And as a result, it's not pro-Russian. Okay, let's imagine that. Okay, let me be a contrarian. Being contrarian, it doesn't mean that you have to be correct. You have to be correct. Ben Hodges is wet dreaming. He sees some plume of smoke, again, you cannot explain to this guy. He probably barely passed the mathematics in West Point, you know, and I doubt that it's a high-level math to start with, especially considering the latest situation, which we know what is happening in U.S. service academies. And so you cannot explain to moron that oil refinery like this one is at about 1,500 acres. So they hit one pipe, maybe one small refined tower, okay, it stops for a couple of days, refinery, you know what, reduces its refining. So the guy doesn't understand technology. He probably has degree, I don't know in what he has degree, in accounting maybe, that would help. But again, the problem is that it disrupts the flow, but it doesn't disrupt the supply in the end. It's just merely, Russians are, as anybody in the world, they operate on strict time schedules. You refine so much oil, you load it being delivered to the whatever it is. Now, And as a result, yes, if the operation is disrupted for like 24, 48 hours, guess what happens? As anyway in the world, backlog. So you have to basically load this oil and those products, gasoline, what have you, you know, and it's kind of goes back, but it never disrupts the output in the general, you know, operational and strategic sense. You cannot explain it to him. And then about Shadow Fleet, I mean, I won't take opinion of any American general seriously on any naval affairs. Russia has Navy. They never encountered other countries which had navies. Russia has a damn good Navy, you know, the second Navy in the world. And so when you tell, if need be, Russians will produce basically, which was being discussed, but, you know, it's escorts, convoys. Russians can do convoys. Do they want to assault Russian naval ship? Okay, so let them try and see what happens. This, we are viewing, we are observing things of which I was started writing already 8 years ago. It is incompetence, but pertinent coping on such a scale, it's unbelievable. And that is why when I say it, I do not try to embellish it. I mean it. And you know, some of people who are my friends, they are laughing stock. Russians like openly laugh at them. It's just, and it's now openly now in the media and everything like, oh yeah, Ben Hodges, everybody, ha, ha. You know, same goes to Petraeus. What the guy knows about war? He never saw one, you know? And so as the result, we have this constant assault of all those statements, this, you know, waving hands. And so the question is that those statements, they have nothing to do with the reality. Economic reality.
Speaking of I mean, you mentioned a second ago that if it gets bad enough, I guess Russia could start having patrols that go along with it, military patrols to go along with these.
Sure.
Is that just your idea that that's what they could do?
No.
Discussion of it.
If you take a look attentively at the activity of the Baltic Fleet, for example, there is a lot of movement in terms of the corvettes and frigates like New Strashimy and things of this nature, which Russians have been putting their surface fleet through the Danish Straits and into the Northern Sea and all over the place. And it will only increase. And now even as you can see, for example, the Pacific Fleet is now conducts constant patrols into the Southeast Asia. Just 3 days ago, the Marshal Shapochnikov and Gremyachi frigate and corvette, both carriers of the 3M22 hypersonic Zircons, went on patrol. They went into South East Asia through Sea of Japan, close to the what is called choke points, to make sure that the flow is good. You know, it could still be delayed and things of this nature, but they will be delivered. And same goes for the Baltic Fleet. And then there is, of course, Northern Fleet. That's the real fleet. I mean, and you can see yourself that the patrols have been consistent. Frigates of the class 22350 Gorshkov class have been on combat patrols nonstop. So it's Russians are putting the network of the surface fleets and, I mean, surface assets there. And yeah, if United States is not going to intercept it because obviously U.S. and Russia are on a completely different, you know, their footing there because they're two superpowers talking to each other. And even, you know, you can see kind of the trend between Russian and American, you know, relations. But Europe, if British or French want to try, you know what happened with this French intercepting the Shadow Fleet tanker? Oh, there was a lot of talk about it. Well, in 48 hours, they let it go and without any.
Yeah. So they never give that headline. That headline didn't make
it. Yeah, no, they never do
only
those headlines.
Only the ones where they got it, yeah.
And I can tell you one thing. Somebody from Moscow called Paris and said, you want to play the game? So Russia can sink Marine Royale in single salvo, all of it. And if France wants to play this, you know, so sure. But that's the whole point. World is not moved by the only thing they know how to do in NATO nowadays, propaganda. It is moved by the correlation of forces and means. And correlation of forces and means.
Okay, so speaking of correlation of forces, speaking of naval forces, and as you did a second ago, speaking of that well-known naval expert, David Petraeus, He has an idea. Here's a way that we could actually win the war. Check this out. What? Yeah. Sorry, we just, as a public service to our viewers, unmanned killer submarines can win the war for Ukraine. Former CIA director insists Kiev could stop the Russians cold with explosive underwater drones. What say you?
I mean, it's a delirium of the incompetent man who doesn't understand modern war. He has no clue about the technological dimension of this war. He doesn't understand also that actually Russia is the leading power in the underwater drones, including some things which are horrendous, like Poseidon. Even when Poseidon is not nuclearly armed, even with the conventional explosives, which will several tons, it can basically destroy, it can destroy a group of ships. Forget about that. Just conventionally. Wow. So, and when he says this, it's desperation. That's what it is. Copium. I have a good, refined copium for sale. Just, you know what, cash payments only. So I can provide this. But yeah, the guy, I mean, they don't even understand evidently that they humiliate themselves. They parade themselves as clowns. That was Ben Hodges, Tukin, Tukela. This is, I mean, these idiots, and I am on record. There are still many good officers, especially colonel type level, you know, operational officers who there are good soldiers in U.S. Army, Armed Forces, U.S. Navy. So, but these morons, they go out and they parade United States completely as, I mean, it's a circus. They don't even understand that they humiliate their own country. They humiliate their armed forces, which already have their reputation pretty much very severely damaged, to put it mildly. And so, when we hear and see this, this is ridiculous. This is
here's the problem, Andre. Here's what you say that they don't know that they're embarrassing themselves. The problem is there's others who also don't know. And when you hear President Trump and Vice President Vance make statements, and these are the guys they see on TV, and they see them over and over, add Jack Keane to that. And I think maybe they do believe them. And the reason I say that, here is the Vice President of the United States talking about the possibility of sending Tomahawks to Ukraine. Yeah.
Our simple message right now, the Russians are not gaining a lot. This war is terrible for their economy, and they have to ask themselves, how many more people are they willing to kill for very little military advantage?
But would you be okay with them having Tomahawk missiles?
It's something the president's going to make the final determination on. What the president is going to do is what's in the best interest of the United States of America. I'll let the president speak to it, but I know that we're having conversations this very minute about that issue.
Okay, so whether that's just for public consumption in America or whether that's what they actually believe, I can't say. But the fact that it's even in the conversation, what do you say to that?
J.D. Vance was a corporal in Iraq who was so-called journalist. He doesn't understand, obviously, technological dimension of Tomahawk, because in order for Ukraine to have Tomahawk missile and launch it, let's imagine that they make this decision. United States has to transfer, if he doesn't understand this, which he doesn't. He is technologically incompetent, and he has a degree in law and whatever. So United States, in order for Ukraine to have Tomahawks, has to transfer to Ukraine either B-52 strategic bombers or B-1B strategic Lancer strategic bombers, one of the four strategic missile submarines converted to their SSGN, which is the higher class. First four of them have been converted to carry 172 Tomahawks. Or it has to transfer the Arleigh Burke-class destroyer or the Ticonderoga-class cruiser. If not, then, of course, they can transfer them their so-called Typhoon. What is Typhoon? Typhoon is MK-41 for vertical launch system, which is literally stuck on the wheel chassis. And the United States so far produced two of them. And those two have been sent to basically East Asia, to Philippines and what have you, to contain China. So, I mean, J.D. Vance is playing the imbecile, pardon me, you know, the guy is not necessarily a bad guy, make no mistake. I mean, I understand. But he is militarily as incompetent as Trump, despite the fact he was corporal journalist, you know. So And and Vladimir Putin obviously kind of took the not bait. He obviously he is smart, but he'll say, okay, if they want to let them, but everybody knows there is no way. The only two installations which exist in Europe, which are Devesele, Romania, and in Poland, it's called Aegis Ashore, which is the combination of the essentially Spy 1D radar and a ground-based same old MK-41 vertical launch systems, which can be loaded with the either SM-2 or SM-6 air defense missiles, or you can stick some Tomahawks. But if any Tomahawk leaves one of those installations, Europe is turned into the parking lot within 20 minutes. It will be simple as that. Washington knows this. So what's left? Again, bluff. But we all remember Trump stated that, yeah, he will continue to supply Ukraine for the last 9 months. Didn't work out that well for him, stopping war or convincing Russia to do anything about it.